Together, we take a long, slow, deep breath. And feel it from the tip of our nose. It comes in and feel it the whole way. And breath after breath, we train our mind, be completely present to all the sensations, to the process of this air coming in, going down. There's an interlude. Then it starts to come up and go out. And there's another interlude. We pause. Om once. That was barely 3 minutes, or just about. Sometimes when we do that, and that is an adamantine practice throughout the day, no matter where you are. That practice is as sublime and advanced as the practitioner. Truly, truly, it's the only practice in many regards. And all kinds of fancy names can be put and have been put on the advanced for the advanced practitioner on just what we did. Every component of it. That, now that is worth thinking about. When we commit to incarnation, and I'm sorry I can't go on video, but with the time changes and the season changes, it's just really dark in my room. When we come into incarnation, since the first root race when human beings began to be human, i.e., incarnated as human beings, from the very first one that happened, that took place, and a human being touched the earth. Our in-breath is how we incarnate. Our out-breath is how we will leave the incarnation. Right? Most of us have been with someone who has passed. They breathe out. That's it. The interlude is a silent, no movement space, if you will, that actually is of the same quality and nature as our inner essence. Again, called all kinds of fancy names. That is worth thinking about. So I leave you with those two considerations. Incarnating, right? In-breath, out-breath, interlude. And that no matter what kind of human being you are, you don't even have to have a meditation practice. But just to be aware, watch the breath, sensorially, really, really be present to breathing. It will change the moment. If anxiety is rampant in the moment, breathe. Watch your breath. Get embodied. Anger, doubt, joy. If we are in joy and we touch into our breath, we'll end up in bliss. If we are angry and we touch in with our breath, it'll bring neutrality. So it'll dissipate troublesome thoughts, mindsets, emotions. It'll at least calm them a little bit. But it could actually just dissipate. If we are in beneficial, happy emotion, mindset, etc. It will support that and could even ripen it. Very simple. Right here, right now, it's free. Okay. So we smile with all beings and breathe with all beings. Again, these are profound considerations if we actually consider them. We are breathing with all beings. Wow. Wow. It's a closed system. There's no other oxygen. There's no other air. So we feel our breath, and we have the possibility, because of shared consciousness, because of empathy, etc., because of one breath, we could feel the whole world. We could feel all beings, and maybe you do. And maybe some days that brings sadness. Some days that brings concern. Some days that brings delight and joy. But we breathe with all beings. And now, as we are breathing with all beings, we add the consideration that every in breath, we are reincarnating, re-embodying. And that every breath out, we are choosing, the essence of us is choosing still to be here. Because we're breathing with all beings. Feel your breath. Feel it come in. It is very purposeful. Breathing is an extremely purposeful function. We are reincarnating every breath. Why? Because we're breathing with all beings. And our breath out, purposefully, essence of being is choosing to stay incarnated. Why? Because of all beings. So be with that and start to meditate. We take a long, so deep breath. And we consciously acknowledge breathing with all beings and a Mother Earth. And great gratitude. So a few things to ponder, consider throughout your day, if you choose. Love you all. Create your day.